ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Comedy Here Often podcast. Marito. Okay, now go. Okay. Yeah, just walk through. Yeah. Yes. So fancy.
I don't even know where I'm looking.
You look great. That's where you're looking.
That's where you're looking. I was going to walk through tinfoil, bro.
No one warned you.
Yeah, that's incredible, man.
I'm going to put that in every doorway of my house now.
Yeah, 1,000. 1,000. Go to a dollar store and you just fucking
right.
What is that? Dazzle it up.
Bedazzle it up.
Yeah.
That 100%.
How much did this thing cost? This door.
This just kind of appeared in the studio. I actually don't know.
Like they're there.
They're filming a music video, and that was what was left over.
After. Oh man, that's amazing.
That's find incredible. some good stuff that way. I got some Urban Outfitters T-shirts that way one time.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's true.
Hotel Mira.
I got Urban Outfitters shit through a commercial.
Oh, and, really?
Just a bunch of little clothes. It was amazing.
Mm. You always dress so good. I always like how you look.
Oh, thank you, bro. Yeah. Thank you.
That's two for two because I've seen you two times, including this time.
I'm trying to look fresh, man. But the only thing is, like, I'm not going to lie. I came here with a bunch of, like, spring and summer clothes.
Mm.
Right? Expecting that Vancouver weather to be, like, always warm. And it's freezing.
It's so cold.
It's so cold in the city.
Where did you come from?
Man, I've been everywhere. This like whole pandemic, which sounds crazy,
mm-hmm.
like irresponsible. but I was in Toronto for a bit, and then forever. Yeah. I was there for 8 years. Then I had to go back to Calgary. Brother got sick, but then that's all good now.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And then I just like decided to like stay back home.
Yeah.
And then Ron Jossel and me moved here. In like February, and I've just been here for like since then, just doing auditions, going to coffee shops, pretending to write, like just doing the whole comedian life, man. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Wow.
I love this city though.
I love it too. Yeah. It's wild you decided to move during the pandemic.
I was like, fuck it. I was just like, let's do it. And like the commercials and like the TV and film is popping here. So I was like, why not, man?
Yeah.
I want to play a Mexican. Let me play Mexican. I will be your Mexican. You know what I mean? And that's all I've been auditioning for is like Mexican roles, Kidnapper Number 2.
Oh my God.
Banker Number 3, like, and they're like, please go hard on the Mexican accent, and I'm like, I'm not Mexican though. And most like North American Latinos don't have the accent anymore. It's just that's not a thing that used to be.
Like, what do they want? Like a Cheech and Chong kind of accent? You know, I don't understand. Like
yeah, they're like, oh yeah, you know, like that dude. I'm like, I've never talked like that in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but I don't know. I'm mastering it too. I'm mastering the Mexican accent. Like I'm getting very good at it. Yeah.
That's so stupid that they do that, talk to you that way. I heard Bobby Lee talking about how he still has to do auditions sometimes, and they say like, you don't sound Asian enough. He's like, I am Korean. What do you want?
I actually, you know what's crazy? I have this one story because I used to do like a lot of like background acting and like small roles when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like pretty overweight when I was a kid. Like, overweight enough that like I was auditioning for the role of a greasy ballet girl. And I like read through the script and I like auditioned for it. Basically the role was I was supposed to be in a ballet class and this guy was supposed to come in and see that all these like little girls look the same, except for me, I'm this big fat greasy little girl. And the thing was, he was going to pick me up and throw me across the ballet floor. And I was supposed to slide on my own grease.
Yeah. Wow.
And they told me, they're like, oh yeah, you're perfect for this role. You know how much that fucks you up as like a kid too?
What was the name of that movie? Punching Down.
You know, what was the craziest audition I've ever had though? It was in Toronto. I had to play like a soap opera dude. Like super sexy.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear like a nice shirt.
Hell yeah.
Like with the buttons down and all that shit. And I had to go in there and like talk to my wife or like whoever my lover was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like telling her like, I'm not cheating. I love you, all this shit. But she doesn't believe me. And then she shoots me.
Right? What?
Right? She shoots me in the audition and I have to pretend to die, which is the worst. I hate when they fucking ask you like, yo, pretend to die, all that stuff. Cause it's like, no, man. that's so humiliating.
Yeah.
To pretend to die. And I remember like I was killing the scene. I'm like, te amo con todo mi corazón. And then she's like, okay, now I pull out the gun. Bop. And I went, and yo, I swear to God, the whole audition place broke in applause.
Really?
Oh, wow.
But not good applause. Oh. Like laughing at me.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like laughing at me. And I was like, I remember, I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. And they were like, ha, 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 ha. Just laughing in my face, closed the door, and I still heard them laugh.
Oh, no.
At least you made an impression.
Was that supposed to be the reaction? And I'm like, nah. Wait,
when you were delivering the dialogue, though, sucked me in. I believed it. That was good.
Thank you.
And when you got shot, I thought, that's probably what it looks like. Yeah. So fuck those people.
Yeah, what are they really expecting? Yeah. Like,
I even held my little stomach. Oh.
That'd be the worst place to get shot, probably.
In the stomach.
Yeah, I hear it's most painful.
Oh, yeah, because it hits the abs. You know when you like do like really like hardcore ab workout and you're like, oh man, like imagine getting shot in the abs?
You know what's fucked?
I don't think that's the same though, but that's...
No. You don't know how she works out. You know what's so fucked, dude? A friend of mine who had a baby recently, she told me that women's abs rip apart so the baby can be there and they have to like come back together afterwards. And she's I can't even sit up in bed right now. Yeah, like she had no core strength at all. That's wild.
Yeah, that's like, some Venom shit. That's incredible.
Like,
it's
like Tom Hardy.
I used to work at this like hot yoga studio and like there was like a whole like ab component to it. And I remember there was this very pregnant woman who used to come like to every class. And I was like, how are you doing that? Because it's like-
She was doing ab shit with a baby?
Yeah. And she was very pregnant.
Fuck.
That's insane.
I'm like, do you just like keep your abs going? Like if you keep working them out, like do they always rip apart? Or like, can you like have like a super ab, like baby protection device? Like
baby protection device. I like picturing the baby in her stomach also doing little crunchies.
Yo, that's adorable.
That's great, mom.
just doing the side ones.
With that little cute face.
It's got a diaper on in there somehow.
I'm done with abs though. You know? Like I've been trying to get back in the ab game for so long and it's just not working no more. Like I'm 34 now. Mm-hmm. Like I think it's done. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like totally. Well, I think like guys, honestly, maybe this is like a hot take. I don't really trust guys that have like a full ab set. Wow. I just something about them is very untrustworthy. I just feel like they're gonna cheat.
Oh. I like that take.
Right? That's so funny.
A bunch of flabby dudes watching this are like, yeah. You're right, Alexi.
I love the flab.
I'm committed.
I'm committed to pizza and you, baby.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, because I work out a lot. Like, when I was on the last podcast here, I was saying, like, man, I run every day. I go to the gym. I eat pretty healthy. Mm. And it still ain't doing nothing. Like, I think it's just genetics after a while.
Yeah.
I think you semi have to starve yourself.
Yeah.
For abs. For some people. That's for me.
That's why it's like a little bit untrustworthy too. Exactly. Like, don't you eat?
Yeah.
You know, right? Yeah. You know what I ate for breakfast yesterday? No lie. No word of a goddamn lie.
What?
Is two bags of spicy Doritos and three chocolate bars. All the same kind. Henry. Reese's peanut butter, where they mix the two.
It's very good.
Oh, they're so fucking good, bro. So good. Go to the dollar store, you're good, man.
Oh, yeah.
What did you have to drink with it? I'm picturing Tang.
I don't drink. Oh, yeah. I don't drink anything except water.
That's good.
So that's such a weird thing to eat with water. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a lot of tastes and flavors going on. So if you have anything but water, I think that's a bit much. Like if you had a chocolate milk too, just drive yourself to the hospital.
No, I can't. I can't. Like I love like oat milk, but like you guys drink cow's milk?
No, I can't.
Not really.
No? Too lactose intolerant.
I'm lactose intolerant, man.
Yeah.
I don't trust those people that drink cow's milk. Like one of my best friends in comedy, Jared Campbell. I don't know if you guys know him. He's so funny.
Yeah.
But this dude. Like I'll make steak at the house. You know what I mean? Because I like used to cook for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were like roommates forever, and I would always make these big meals, and he'd be like, "Yo, bro, can you grab me a glass of milk like with the steak?" I'm like, a glass of milk? It's a steak? I'm like, that's how you know the white man is heartless. When he is eating the whole animal.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
even give that cow a chance, bro. You take the body and the liquids. You take everything, my dude. Even the blood, because it's rare. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're taking all of that animal. Have some sympathy for the animal that you're putting into your body.
Yeah.
You're gonna drink, it's goddamn milk. I don't like that, man.
That
like,
is kind of fucked because people eat the body, drink the milk, and then they throw the head in the garbage.
I know. Yeah. So wasteful. Like,
yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, what do you do with the head?
It's not even cool. Like, some animals are so cool that you put their head on your wall after you hunt them. Not cows.
Yeah.
No one respects cows.
You just chuck that shit.
Cows deserve more respect.
They do. I love cows. They're sweet.
Yeah. You guys ever see those videos of the cows when they free them?
Yeah.
They're so happy.
Yeah. Oh,
and also, so my grandpa has a farm in like rural Saskatchewan and it's just like cows. And he'll like bring out like a salt block and like bring it to them. Aww. And they like come over the horizon. To him, and he like rings a bell and it's like the salt bell. So they know there's a salt block out there for them. And they'll come out there and like lick it. And it's so cute. All they want to do is
that's
lick
so
salty
adorable.
Grass.
I fucking love cute shit.
Right? Yeah.
I love cute shit.
Me too.
I can't get enough of, I cry over cute shit.
Me
like,
too.
Like seeing little puppies.
Yeah.
I think about my little, you guys ever have a dog that you can't get over, man? You can't get over that dog.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like my dog passed away, I don't know, like 7 years ago.
Oh,
and
man.
I still wake up at like 3 a.m. sometimes crying.
No.
Yeah.
Because I miss him.
Yeah.
But not a sad cry. Just a cry. And the other day, I don't know why I'm getting so personal with you guys.
But I love it.
I was like, talking in my sleep, and I'm like, if you were still here, I would show you more love.
Aww.
And I see all these white people walking their dogs, and we never did that shit because my parents are like, no, keep him inside. He's gonna bite people, all the shit. Which is true. Like, he would have bit the fuck out of
what
anybody.
What kind of dog?
Bichon Shih Tzu.
Hmm?
Little Nino Ronaldo Lopez the God. That
the
was his name.
The cutest.
Yeah, the cutest. Oh my God, he looked like me if I was a dog, literally. And but anyways, I always like, I think back, I'm like, I should have gave you new walks. I should have put sweaters on you.
Mm.
I should have bought you booties. I should have taken you to the vet more. Maybe you would still be alive. Like I missed him, man. I missed little Nino.
Yeah. You know what though? I don't know if dogs like wearing sweaters. So maybe I
did the right thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely like being walked, but I don't think they like booties. I think sometimes dogs get embarrassed.
They do. Cats get embarrassed for sure. I bet dogs do too.
Yeah.
Cats get embarrassed if they like fall and you laugh at them. They like know you're laughing at them.
That's crazy.
Because they know they're supposed to represent good balance.
Yeah.
So when they just fall, eat shit, they're like, Jesus Christ, it's humiliating for us both.
That's why like I'm honestly so fascinated by animals because they have feelings.
They do.
Like they have this
and
thing.
They're pure innocence. So they don't have any, like the ab gentleman you're talking about, you don't trust. They have none of that energy.
No.
Yeah. They're just that though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
like lions, whatever, like those crazy predator animals, they're just jacked. They ain't walking around like, oh, I'm trying to get jacked today. They just are.
Yeah.
That's just part of their being. Like, that's just how they are.
I like Bill Burr said that pit bulls have P90X bodies. That's so true.
Yeah. Like, they're jacked. Like sometimes I'll be running and I'll see a fucking crazy pit bull and I'm like, I need to work harder.
Yeah.
Like they're like run like, oh, right? Just balls, dick, legs, everything. And I'm like, what is, man, I'm not doing enough.
Oh my God.
I'm out here eating Doritos in the morning. And these
two bags.
Yeah, two bags, bro. Not even a joke. And they're so bad for you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Like, do you guys ever eat the Doritos Dynamitos?
No.
It's like the Taki okay. version. I don't know if you guys have ever had that.
I haven't had that Dorito, no.
Okay, guys. Next time we see each other, we have to.
Okay.
I'm going to enter chili lime.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
It cuts your tongue.
Yeah. Ugh.
Do you understand? And your mouth bleeds, but it's so good. It's so good, bro.
If it cuts your mouth, it's even spicier that way. If you have open sores in your mouth, it's even spicier. I love it.
I love it. Yeah. And then you wash it down with salt and vinegar chips.
Oh. Once again, not a drink.
Wash it down with salt and vinegar chips. Your mouth is a blister, bro.
Just a glass of vinegar.
And then you just make out with the girl immediately.
Best advice I've ever heard.
Yeah.
What's your favorite animal, Marito?
Puppy.
Yeah.
1000%.
Yeah.
Yeah, just got, I don't know. I love dogs, man. They're so dope. Yeah. Lately I've been like reading more about like the ancestors of like Latinos, which are like Aztecs, Incas, mm-hmm. all those dudes.
Yeah.
Those Mayans and stuff. And they love like jaguars. And I'm like getting into that shit. Oh, like sick. Recently. I love that stuff.
That is really cool. I
love that.
Yeah,
what's your favorite animal?
Oh, dog for sure. Yeah. Like when I was a kid, like I like wanted to be a dog. Like,
I remember I had, you
like,
told me this.
Like aspirations to like that is my career is to
you
be a dog.
You want to be a dog.
Until yeah. I was like, until I was like seven and then I wanted to be a pirate. Like no joke. Yeah.
That's cool.
To a pirate. That's a fucking gangster life though.
Or like a hybrid of like a dog pirate would have been like my dream.
Yeah.
Have that ever existed? I don't think that's ever existed.
No.
A dog pirate.
A dog pirate.
You should write a children's book.
I certainly will now.
Wait, I thought your favorite animals were sugar gliders.
Yeah, well, when I got older, because then I like did a like.
What's a sugar glider?
It's like a bat, kind of, but it's also like a lemur, but it can kind of fly. And it's like in Australia, I did like a class project on it when I was like.
She dressed up as one also.
Yeah. There's like a photo of me. Maybe I'll superimpose it in here. Who knows if however I feel.
I love
editing,
that picture. When you're like this.
Yeah. There's like a photo of me when I was like pretty chunky and I like did like face paint to look like a sugar glider. Just like kind of like raccoon eyes and everything. And like, yeah, I was like obsessed for a little
Are they cute?
While. Yeah. They're super cute.
Okay.
I wasn't cute when I did the makeup, but
I disagree. I love that era of Alexi photos. Like that one that was my profile picture for you for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, like man. You had like a bowl cut kind of, yeah. And she absolutely had a confident expression on her face as if to say, I just fucked your girl. That's what she looked
like. I like.
She's like, yeah.
Well, like I got my hair cut. I remember I like really wanted to, there was a show called My Dad, the Rockstar, and it was based off of like Gene Simmons. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And there was like this little boy who was supposed to be like the son. And then his older sister, who was like this super cool, like punk rock girl. And she had like this shaved back of her head. And then it like went into like this, like, you know, early 2000s, like mom cut. But it wasn't that then. It was just cool.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want that. But I was like pretty overweight. So I just didn't pull it off in the same way. Like it just didn't look right. And I remember also I wanted a mohawk and my dad wouldn't do it. So that was like my second cut that I was like my compromise.
Yeah.
And then I did it. And then I gel up my hair like this.
Cool.
And I was like the shit. I was like, yeah. I am the living end.
Yeah. I only shaved my head my whole life.
No,
You know, I used to shave my head all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
but then like when I started doing comedy, I let my curls go out. You know, I let them pop.
Yeah.
And I was so pretty, guys. Yeah. I looked like fucking Prince, man.
Oh.
For like 3 years. And I was so, and then I lost my hair. Like my hair is gone forever now.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm so cheesed that I didn't let it grow when I was younger.
Oh.
Right?
Having a shaved head though is so good for a shower.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so quick. It's great for that,
Let me tell you,
and it's like, it's just the easiest to maintenance in the world.
So what do you do with your hair? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. do you wash it every day?
I wash it,
condition,
I
whatever.
Shampoo and wash it and all that once a week.
Yeah,
once a week, and that's it, right? Because
yeah.
See, I was fucking up. I was doing it every day, and my hairdresser was like, "Yo, you're ruining your hair."
Oh, really?
And I kept tying it up.
Oh. Yeah,
so like it kept pulling it.
Yeah,
I guess I don't know. Is that true?
Yeah.
If you pull your hair back, like it.
Oh yeah, totally.
It thins your hair. Shit. Doing that, I thought I was so slick with the man bun.
I love that look too, and I do that too. And I also just get tired of it being in my face all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wonder though, because I was thinking, every homeless person has a great head of hair.
Yeah,
well, and they never wash it.
Hair.
Is that why?
That's true.
It's because like the less you like mess with it and you like just let it like do its thing, the like more likely it'll be to grow. I'm like doing that right now. I'm like going through like the hair growth process and like you just like can't touch it or like mess with it.
Every girl I know impulsively cuts their hair into bangs at one point and then regrets it.
I'm never doing that again. I've done that so many times in my life.
I love bangs.
I love
when
bangs
girls
too.
Have bangs, it's so sexy.
Yeah.
But it's I fucking love it. And girls are always like, I got to get rid of these fucking bangs.
I love bangs too.
Like, I want fucking bangs. It's either one of the two.
They like, well, they give you acne when they're there. But then like, so for me personally, I think I have a pretty big forehead. So then I want the bangs so I can hide it. And then it gets greasy. And then I'm like, get these fucking things out of my face. And I grow them out. And then they get to like here. And then my forehead appears again. And I'm like, give me bangs.
Oh.
It's like a vicious cycle.
I guess it's maintenance, keeping the bangs straight.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, like also too, like the majority of people like do it themselves and you shouldn't because like people don't know what they're doing. Like I've cut my bangs so many times. There's another photo and maybe I'll superimpose it as well. like a year and a half ago where I cut my own bangs like way too short and they're like up here and it doesn't look right. But
yeah.
I'll edit
these
in.
I love when, when men or women have bangs. I just love bangs. I like they look bangs cool. Too.
I like the little baby bangs when they're done properly and they just sit on your head like this and like they're just super cute, but not everybody can do it.
I love when people get the edges.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so dope, man.
Yeah.
Like the curly ass edges.
Yeah.
Like the 90s Aaliyah fucking TLC shit.
Missy Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
She had that.
Man. Yeah. Right? Like old school Missy Elliott, like 97.
I loved that first record, Super Dupa Fly.
Oh, my God.
And like, the video where her and Lil' Kim were dressed like Mega Man.
Oh my God, Sock It To Me.
So good, I love that song.
Bro, dude, that was my life, my man. Like when I was in fucking grade 4 or whatever it was, that's all I would do is watch Rhapsody, The Mix, all the Much Music Master videos, and I just danced in front of the TV. I loved it, man, especially her. Like her videos were so fun. And she had everyone, like Diddy would be dancing in it, like Jay. Mm-hmm. It was, I missed that. Like the 90s, early 2000s, like hip hop. That shit was so dope, man.
I played a festival with her once.
Oh,
my
really?
Band did,
that's
cool. And but it was a little rough for her because she had to follow Kendrick Lamar right when To Pimp a Butterfly came out.
No. Wow,
and it was like the best thing I've ever seen.
No. Yeah.
And he had Thundercat on bass and it was a whole band.
Oh,
and then she went on after and it was just like her like basically like yelling over a CD. it was like, oh no.
Did you see the video of the woman with the horn where she's like doing like a cover and then she was on Ellen? You know, she's like holding the horn and she's like doing a karaoke version of like,
what kind of horn?
I don't know, just like a horn, like a ram's horn.
I was picturing like a trumpet or
it looks like it doesn't really make sense why she's holding it. She's at like a picnic.
Every element of this is confusing.
Yeah.
Why the horn?
She's just holding it the whole time. And she's like doing her thing, but she's just holding this horn.
I can't say horn anymore because I grew up with so many like guys from small town Ontario.
Yeah.
That horn forever is dick now. You know? Like every time they talk about it, like, yo, that guy's got a good old horn on him. Eh?
I never heard it.
Every time you guys say horn, all I hear is dick.
It doesn't matter
about like if it's a trumpet or whatever. That's all I hear now.
I've never heard referred to as that before. I love that.
I have, but now that's what I'm going to think of. For sure.
It's always horn.
I love Michael Rapaport calls it a loaf.
Loaf?
Put your loaf back in your pants.
Oh my God.
Loaf is dope. I like loaf.
Loaf. And then a condom is a bag or a Wonder Bread bag or something.
He has Wonder Bread bag.
That's something so like wordy.
That. You know what my favorite word for a condom is? Jimmy hat.
That is good.
You know, Jimmy hat's fresh.
Missy Elliott definitely called it a Jimmy hat.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God.
You know what I want to start bringing back is like the 80s hip hop slang.
Yes.
Fresh. Yo, I'm fresh, bro. You know, like that.
It seems like the Wild West of like slang. Like they were just like saying like whatever they wanted. Yeah. And like, this is what it means now.
Flash, you know, wild and out. All that shit.
I like all that.
I love it, man. I love like 80s hip hop, all that shit. And the way when they used to wear the big chunky gold chains.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I want to bring that shit back.
I just watched this documentary on Beastie Boys. It's really good. It's on Apple TV. And their
Like new?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Their first tour was opening for Madonna.
What?
Like, I love, like, when rap was kind of a novelty, they would open for, like, big acts like that. And it was like, look how current we are. I think that was the kind of the thing.
Oh,
and, like, Big Daddy Kane opened for Madonna also. And, like,
he slept with Madonna.
I believe
it. Which is so dope. I fucking love that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that, because he's so hood, man. Yeah. He's like Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Out the ass, like with the fucking high top.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And the big gold chain. Like there's a picture of them together and he's holding her breast.
Yeah.
And she's naked. And I think it was in her sex book.
Yeah. But the book was called Sex.
Yeah.
And she also hooked up to Vanilla Ice and he was in there too.
Oh, what? God. See,
that's so cool. What is this book?
Yeah. I remember it was like very controversial when it came out. Like Madonna was like fucking badass.
Oh, yeah, but like Rihanna-ish. Like Rihanna is now. Like she was killing it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I like how you said controversial.
Oh yeah, I really enunciated that IAL, didn't I?
Yeah.
By the way, your shirt is fire, bro.
Thanks. You see my Eric Badu tattoo?
No.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. That's so amazing, bro.
Thank you. The day I got this finished, I bumped into her in Hollywood and showed her. Yeah.
What did she say?
She was so happy about it. Yeah. I was like showing it to her, I'm like, this could actually go one of two ways.
Yeah.
And then luckily she was like, oh my God, that's like kissed me all over my face. And like, we exchanged emails and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's very sweet. She's really cool.
Man.
She's my favorite singer.
She seems so, I love her.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
She's incredible, man. So underrated.
Yeah.
I
think.
Totally. I agree.
Yeah.
And I've seen her live a bunch and I love like her sister is one of her backup singers.
Okay.
And the show is never the same twice. Like it's very improvised.
Yeah.
And I also pronounce that weird.
Yeah.
Improvised.
Improvised.
I'm living for it.
Yeah. She's my favorite though. It's cool. She would do weird tours also. Like she did one, like she's been having St. Vincent open, which I love.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you know St. Vincent,
I love it.
But that's how it should be. It shouldn't just be like the same genre for a whole show. Like that's what I liked about the 90s is like you'd have like a goth band like Sisters of Mercy touring with Public Enemy. It's like, yes, yeah. That's so cool because everyone there that's there for the one band can get experience, you know, see something else that maybe they wouldn't even know about.
Yeah
exactly.
And that's what was cool about those festivals back in the day. Like,
oh, I miss
Lollapalooza.
I do, man. I saw Sick. You know what though? I was always just a hip hop guy my whole life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've just been mad hip hop, like Jay-Z, Nas, Biggie, all that stuff.
All New York stuff?
Recently. Yeah, like I love New York. I recently started liking Tupac. Yep. I used to hate Tupac.
Because of Biggie reasons?
I'm wearing even the Yankee fitted still.
Yeah.
I'm such a loser, bro.
No, like,
But I honestly am like, you know those guys that like, I picked my side and I'm still on that side.
Yeah.
It's like 96.
Yeah.
And like it had nothing to do with me.
It's funny. Sonny Dhaliwal just said the same thing. He just got into Tupac too.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to let that go. I'm going to let the feud go. And I just like the music. Remember you saying that to us?
Exactly. Like that's how I am with Pac now. Because if anything, I'm liking Pac even more.
Yeah.
Because he relates with me. And Tupac, because I've been reading like a motherfucker this whole pandemic.
That's great.
Yeah.
I read this book about Tupac Amaro II, which was the last Incan king that fought the Spaniards.
Mm-hmm.
And Tupac was named after him.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I had no idea that his name, like, I thought it was more like a Black Panther thing.
His mom was the head of one of the New York sections of Black Panthers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. She was one of the 21 that got arrested there.
Yeah.
But when I found that out, I was like, yo, his music and his whole like vibe took on a whole new meaning. And now I'm like, I can't stop listening to Pac.
I love him. I love Me Against the World, that record.
Fucking incredible, bro. 95.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And he was the first one. It's weird. He kind of gets shit from hip hop people sometimes for like, people be like, well, I don't know if he's a good rapper. How can you argue? Like he has so many hits. And he was also, his first single, Brandon's Got a Baby, was like a political statement about women's rights. Like what an amazing thing for a rapper to do. Everyone's putting up party tracks back then.
Yeah, bro.
And he was doing like these political things.
He's complex, man.
Yeah.
He's
and he was, complex. You know, he was a ballet dancer.
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah. As a teenager, he went to a performing arts high school and Jada Pinkett went there and they're like best friends.
What?
Yeah.
And he was like a dance major.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
But you know what though? I was that dude. I was the guy with the Yankee fitted. I'd be like, man, Tupac ain't got bars though. Biggie got bars. Right? Tupac is all passion. Tupac is all this. Tupac is all energy, which is funny because that's what other comedians say about me. Yo, he's all energy, man. He doesn't have jokes. But I love Pac now. Like Pac is like phenomenal. And speaking of To Pimp a Butterfly, that album made me love Pac too.
Because
it's Kendrick dissing, not dissing, but criticizing his idol. Mm. He's looking at him. He's like, I remember you was conflicted. You know, basically telling Tupac like, you had the world, like the world was your stage, but you sort of messed it up because you got involved with the drugs and the gang stuff and you got killed.
Yeah.
So it's about like flipping it on, you know, like flipping the movement and like turning it into something better, which I thought was so brave for a rapper to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because absolutely.
Even our heroes, right? Like for me, Richard Pryor, for example, like is the GOAT for me, but he was very conflicted and did a lot of bad things.
Yep.
And as a guy who was a recovering alcoholic as well, I look at his story and it's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna learn from your mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna try to take it to the next step as far as being in, like someone in recovery
goes.
Cause he fought with it his whole life until he died.
Yeah. I think Tupac too, it's like, it's interesting. He was very deep and then he'd have shallowness also.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think all great rock stars actually have a mix of both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where there's this depth to them. And then this kind of like weird sort of insecure shallowness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, he died so young and he was so smart. It sucks. Like
24, right?
Yeah.
24 years old.
And he was like the biggest thing. Like when, because that's when All Eyes on Me came out, double record, California Love was on there and it was a fucking huge hit. And then he dies. It's like, no.
Yeah.
You were just getting going. And he's a great actor too. I think he's the best rapper actor.
Yo, legit.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what, man? I was listening to like the other records too that when he, like that came out when he died. Mm-hmm. And 7 Day Theory is fucking a gem. It's classic. Like Hail Mary.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All that shit.
Like, oh, the Machiavelli record.
Machiavelli.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he was killing it, man.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I read The Prince, Machiavelli, because he read it in prison.
Yeah.
And I was reading it and I'm like, the fuck? Like, this doesn't translate to the world right now.
And
he's talking about like taking over Naples. I'm like, okay, that doesn't mean anything to me, bro.
When, remember at Coachella when there was the Tupac hologram, which is Alexi's nickname for herself?
Yes.
Tupac hologram. oh, that's amazing.
That is a deep cut. Wow. Yeah,
I know. That's like episode 40 or something.
Oh, my God.
Can we call this one Tupac Hologram?
You got it.
Titles?
Yes. I love this. Yes.
I'm so open-minded to things like in the entertainment industry that when that happened, I was like, sick. I hope they do a whole show like that. And everyone else was like, this is lame. And I was like, this is awesome. Like, like Snoop Dogg was on stage like dancing with him. I was like, I love this.
Dude, that's fire. I wish I saw that.
Me too.
Yeah, that would have been amazing, man.
Like they didn't even announce it. They just did it, and it was like whole.
And people were probably high as fuck. Just like Tupac is back. Like, imagine
he looks great. He hasn't aged at all.
Just jacked abs. Not eating Doritos. Fucking killing it.
Yeah,
man.
Are you? Have you seen Resurrection? It's a Tupac documentary.
I don't know because I've seen so many.
I really recommend it. Just watch it again. It's so good. Like all the interviews with him when he's in prison. Yeah. It's crazy because like he went to jail and it's like he grew his hair back for a while. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This guy's reading books.
Yeah, man. Like there's that like fantasy. I don't know if you guys ever have this, but sometimes I want to go to prison. And just read and get jacked.
The same fantasy sometimes.
And then come back and
play
like
basketball.
And come back a Muslim too. Yeah. Like go all the full way. Like come out like fully. You know what I mean? Like I'm different now.
Yeah.
I'm a different guy. I'm like a different dude.
Like a transformative like hibernation period.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But you know what's crazy? Because I've been in rehab and it's sort of like that, but on a like a different level because obviously you have more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit, I was just reading and all this stuff. But this pandemic, like the shutdown and the quarantine, I'm sort of treating it like that. Like it's like a point in my life where I just want to like shed whatever negativity I used to have.
Yeah.
And like take it to read, work out, just be better.
Yeah.
So like obviously I never want to go to prison. I don't that shit seems terrifying, right? But man, like sometimes I don't know if this is a fucked up thing to say, but to put yourself in prison is sort of cool. It's sort of liberating because like you're sort of you're stepping away from the world. Yo, I'm off of IG right now.
Oh, good. Yeah?
Best feeling.
I bet.
Yeah.
I've ever had. And I love IG. It's so fucking fun.
Mm.
It's so fun to go on it and do your stupid stories and like whatever. But fuck, man, I didn't notice how much I was staring at this fucking screen.
Yeah.
For a majority of my day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. I like just ran out of data on my phone too. So I've been like kind of like shadow banning myself from Instagram. I like have just sort of like come back to posting, but same deal. And it's so nice too. But it's also weird because you keep grabbing your phone and opening it. You're like, oh, but like when it's like forced like that, when you like literally run out of data, it's like you just keep grabbing your phone and you're like, I can't do anything.
Dude, but like even when I was messaging you, right? I'm like, oh fuck, I have to put my Instagram because I don't think he has my number.
Oh
so
yeah.
I'm looking at my Instagram, I'm like, I'm just gonna look at his message and that's it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like looking at big asses, I'm looking at shows, I'm like just going everywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
out of control.
It's such a fucking it's such an addiction for real. Like literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Crazy. I will say too, like I have to do social media for like my band and for this comedy here often and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't get much enjoyment out of it at all. Really. Yeah. Like it's, I feel like you're saying, like during the pandemic, like things have changed for me a little bit. Like what brings me joy and like social media is not one of those things anymore.
No.
Yeah. Oh like, yeah, man.
Like I'm a Twitter guy. How about that's the best way to get yourself in trouble for no reason.
Yeah.
1000% legit. When you look at the like when you take it down to its core,
yeah,
that's all it is. It's literally a place. Hey man, I'm gonna write something and then I'm gonna be successful and then get taken down,
yeah,
because of what I wrote,
yeah,
whatever years ago. Like
I love Gavin Matz paid a service to go through and delete all his old offensive tweets, and that's the most confident thing I've ever heard.
It's that's like, amazing.
Yeah. I'm gonna need to,
you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'm so afraid of like writing something that like, I don't realize is like,
oh yeah,
that I don't know. It takes me like a week to like write a tweet and then I don't even like post it. So that's
my drafts are pretty crazy. There's some stuff in there. I'm like, that's funny, but
I probably shouldn't post it. I was horrible at Twitter.
Yeah.
I was so bad at it, man.
Yeah.
Some people are just goats, you know, like in comedy, like they're just so good. Like Sophie's incredible.
Yeah.
You like that tweet that Sophie put up with Chris D'Elia.
Yep.
And you pop him in the head like a mallet. So I'm like, how do you do that? That's amazing. I can't do that. Like that's some Twitter godly shit.
You know, what's so funny about that tweet is I saw people rip it off.
Oh yeah.
And it was other people on my friends list that don't know I know her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't think they know her. I think they just know the tweet. And that's how viral that went.
Yeah.
The same thing happened to Dan as well with like the Venn diagram of like the hey buddy and it's like petting a dog, getting in a fight and like something else.
Yeah, that's really funny.
I can't, or talking to a child and like it got totally ripped off.
Yeah.
It's like, it's crazy though. Some people can.
Charlie Damaris too. A couple of his tweets, some actor just copied and pasted them and they went viral. And
oh man.
Yeah.
You know, sorry, like this is off topic, but Charlie is so funny.
Charlie's so funny.
I saw this dude at the Little Mountain Gallery at Jokes Please.
Yep.
And I love this city.
Yeah.
The city is like gorgeous. It's great. But the comedians here are so good.
I know. The writing.
To the point where like I'm mad at Toronto for making me believe. Well, like, and no shade on Toronto, but like Toronto has always had the like, you know, the bravado. I guess like the mask of like we're the greatest city in the country when it comes to comedy, entertainment. And it sort of made you not look at Vancouver.
Yeah.
But now that I'm here, I'm like, this place is like filled with the rising stars.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing though. I feel like it's like if you want to be more successful, if you surround yourself with successful people, you will have to kind of rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
I think the writing in the city is so good that everyone feels like they got to be better at writing.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah. Totally.
You know, what's interesting is like, cause I started producing comedy records here. And so this was like the first place I really knew the scene. And I've been to Toronto a lot and I did a Dave Merhege record here that hasn't come out, but I only knew him via Vancouver. And I was like, wow, Dave, I love Dave's style. And then I went to Toronto and there's so many Dave Merheges.
Yeah.
Like
I was one of them.
Oh really?
I was literally like a huge Dave ripoff, you know?
No way.
And that's the thing about like stand up, man, is like, it's, you have your OGs, you know what I mean? Like you have the guys or the girls who like taught you how to like, do comedy and you sort of copy them. You mimic them for a long time. And Toronto is like, it's filled with that, like a bunch. There's so many Daves. There's so many Mark the Bonuses.
Yeah.
Like Keith Pedro's, like there's just like a bunch of that.
Yeah.
And eventually you got to realize, oh, I have to be me.
Yeah.
You know, I have to be myself. And that's where I'm at now in my career. I'm starting to like find my footing and like be comfortable with who the fuck I am. Like even the way I dress, in the way I dress, it's me.
Yeah.
You know, like no one else can like emulate that.
Yeah.
And I pride myself in that.
Yeah, I love
that.
Yeah.
You know, because so many comics are like, I'm the best dressed. You're lying because I am. I'm just fucking around. But still. But yeah, man, this city is like, it's so dope. And like one of my, like Chris Griffin,
love Chris,
one of my
Griffin.
Best friends, man. Yep. Like we both started in Calgary and like, to see him here.
Yep.
Like at the Side Hustle, it warmed my heart.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, we're back in the same city.
I love that.
Yeah. I love that dude, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One more question before we go. Have you ever had an experience with a ghost?
With a ghost?
Yeah.
Yes, actually. Yes. Yeah, and it's pretty fucked up. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I don't know. Like, have I, like, every time people ask me about ghosts, this is the story I go to, but, like, I wonder if there's been any more. But I went to El Salvador when I was, like, 12 years old, and my grandma died.
Oh.
So my grandma passed away, and that's why we went down there. And we were at my mom's house in, like, this little town where she grew up.
Yeah.
And... like it's just like a super Catholic quiet ass town, like, you know, cows, horses,
yes,
like all that shit. Like it's just like whatever. And there's like mango trees, lime trees. There's every motherfucking fruit that you can think. And I remember as a kid, I was like, yo, man, I'm in heaven. But my mom was all sad, obviously.
Yeah.
My mom's dead. So they're in the living room, like crying and all this stuff. And I'm like, yo, I'm gonna go outside, let these people grieve. But I'm gonna go get some fruits, right? And I got this little basket and I started picking like mangoes, all this shit, just having
cute
a ball.
Shit.
Cute shit. Yes. And I'm like picking all this stuff, having a ball, thinking nothing of it, looking at the sun, the wind, you know, like just having a good time. And then all of a sudden, I get so cold to the point of like a shiver, and something whispers in my ear and it goes, Mario, Mario. And I swear to God, I have these baskets of whatever, and I drop it and I run. And then I started crying. Like, I remember just crying like crazy. Oh, and I'm pretty sure that was my grandma.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, 1,000% that was like my grandma, because I didn't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't care because I'm too young. And I don't feel bad. I cried when Biggie died, not when my grandma died, right? So, like, I remember I feeling like, oh, man, maybe that was her being like, you better miss me or I'm going to beat your ass, even in the afterlife. You know what I mean? And then it just
out here picking fruit.
Yeah, you're literally picking fruit. Yeah.
Holy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's a consistency that I've noticed is like people having ghosts like whisper in their ears.
Yeah. Ghosts loves to whisper.
Yeah, ghost whispers.
Like, I mean, that's the only memorable experience I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in that shit like crazy.
Yeah.
Like the spirit world, ghosts, all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh. Ooh.
I get like chills sometimes from those stories.
Yeah. I'm like, where's my ghost story?
I can't wait for you to get haunted.
I'm so scared.
You live by yourself now, so it's going to happen.
I know. I am like, and I found out that somebody like killed themselves in my building.
Oh, I had that. I had that in my old apartment suite in my bathroom.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should never tell people that.
Yeah. Don't tell me.
Yeah.
Why I know that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bro, that's insane.
The way I found out was my roommate told me. He's like, just so you know, my old roommate. This is why you're the new. No.
Oh my God. I was like,
Jesus Christ.
Ugh. Yeah. That shit's so disgusting. Like the bad energy, you know? My girlfriend lives across the street from the Cecil Hotel, which is that documentary on Netflix. I'm not sure if you've seen it, but it's like just the most, like the worst energy. Like so many horrible things have happened there. Yeah. Like a girl from here drowned in the water tank there somehow. And like, and there's all the security footage of people seemingly possessed and stuff. And
the Cecil Hotel in Calgary?
In California.
Oh, in California.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because there's a Cecil Hotel in Calgary.
Oh, really?
That's the same.
Like it's, oh no!
It, like it's still
stop
there.
Naming your hotels
yeah.
that.
Yeah, there and it's like it's apparently haunted. It's
no,
like,
we need abandoned. To retire the name Cecil.
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. It's so scary there. yeah, and it's like this fucking like bland baby blue. It's just the worst color.
Oh Listen, no!
Yeah, if your hotel is called the Cecil, what should we change it to? The cute shit hotel.
The cute shit hotel. Cute,
yeah. I would love to stay there.
Or yeah. the Marito Hotel.
The Marito Hotel. I love it.
Yes.
Right?
I love it.
We got to name a hotel the Marito. yeah.
We
gotta
it go sounds
Vancouver.
Good.
There's so many hotels in Vancouver.
there are.
What's up with that? Why is this such a hotel city?
It's, I don't know. It's so weird. Well, I stayed in an Airbnb in Vancouver that was like a hotel, but then they like sold the suites off as like apartments and it had like this like hotel vibe. And I'm like, it's so weird how it's like different. Like it's like you walk into like a hotel room, even when it becomes an apartment, it's still a hotel.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
All right, my friends, we got another one coming up, so we should probably wrap this up. I could keep talking to you forever. This is so fun, man.
So fun, man.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
Not Champagne Poppy on Instagram, but he doesn't check it anyway. So
yeah. I'm off, man. I'm off for a little bit.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Peace.